You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out our new website, TomandSandy805.com. See, I'm doing good now.
No, you're so on it today. It's unbelievable. We had one of our listeners, in fact, we met him last week, and darn it, I can't remember his name right now, but he sent this over to me. There's another run or whatever, another fundraiser out there. It's called Heal the Community, okay? It's the fifth annual. It's got a poker run. It's got a car and motorcycle show. It's Saturday, September 20th. That's today, right? Yeah, that's today. Okay, from 9 a.m. to, I can barely read it here, it looks like 4 p.m. But if you want to go over, it's in Ojai. For more information, go to Dusty at, yeah, I can't even read the doggone thing.
Let me see.
Read this?
Okay.
You see what happened here? It's so dark.
Dusty, and his number is 805-649-1466.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. Okay, because I can't read the darn thing. So it's Heal the Community. It's up in Ojai. It's another thing going on today just to get involved and give back to the community a little bit. Check it out. Might be something for you. I don't know if you can butcher anything worse than I just did.
That's all right.
I butchered that.
I feel like I'm getting more integrated in the show to the point you pointed at me to start the music.
We're off. When I'm off, the whole show is off.
Yeah, thank you.
Did I tell you?
That means
you
every, no,
it's
every Saturday.
It's 100% your fault. Okay, yeah, that's right. It's not mine.
No, it's not.
No, thank you.
Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry. On behalf of our friends at Food Share Ventura County, I want to thank you guys for mentioning them as much as possible. And the Mogul reference, because
yes,
starting next week, our sponsorship will be brought to you by Mogul on behalf of Food Share.
Nice.
They're a great program.
Good job.
But, you know, they have 75,000 individuals we're reaching right now in the county, targeting 102,000 individuals that actually need the assistance, though. So as we mentioned numerous times and we'll continue to mention over and over again, go to foodshare.com, find out how you can get involved in the community, donate a dollar, donate a can. Those individuals are our neighbors, and those are the people that are, you know, really trying to turn the corner.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And like Sandy said last week, you have 72,000 on one and 52,000 on the other, and that equals 102.
Ooh, you'll never live that down, my dear. Never live that down.
That was one of the most classic ones of all time.
But it's going to be a great collaboration. I'm excited about it, and I'm really happy you guys gave us a little teaser there. Right now, though, we're on the verge, Tom, of crushing into October. We're like a couple
days
away. We're right there at October. And what do we think of when we talk October?
Beer.
Beer. And why beer? Sandy?
Because it's Oktoberfest.
Bang. Sorry, Sandy.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn my back like
okay.
Curtis.
Okay.
We're going to talk with Tom.
This is really a show about me right now.
I'm enjoying it.
I don't even know why I
showed up. No, you just go to sleep.
And Oktoberfest, it means beer, but it also means food like schnitzel and pretzels. And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Mustard.
And mustard.
Thank you.
I have some facts that people may not be aware of in regards to Oktoberfest.
Okay.
It's not just about the beer and food. It actually is traced back to fairly ancient Bavaria. And in the Bavarian history, it was focused on King Louis. At the time, he was Prince Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And his marriage to Princess Teresa von Sachsen Hildegalsen. Exactly. I don't speak German. I butchered it. But essentially, we can trace back to October 12th, and it was 1819. Their marriage was kind of the aforementioned origin of Oktoberfest. They get married. They invite all the townsfolk in to enjoy the festivities. It's a great big party. And
with a lot of beer.
With a lot of beer. And that actually does reference the fact that it was a time of the Marzen beer. So this is like the harvest and the production of the really typical Marzen beer in Bavaria. So they tied the two things together. And now, modern times, we have Oktoberfest. So it kind of just grew throughout the years where they acknowledge, hey, we should have a big festival every season that we're brewing this beer. It actually kind of coincides with the marriage. And it is not really focused on October. It's called Oktoberfest, but it's a 16 to 18 day festival that begins in September. So that's one of the things that people think, oh, Oktoberfest, let's go in October. It actually begins the second week of September, and it goes into the first week of October.
Well, that's good enough for me. Start early.
Do breweries have harvest the way wineries do, or is it completely different?
It is different. It's more focused on the seasonality of beer. So there's some beers you can grow or you can brew year long. There's styles that you can brew no matter what. But a lot of the breweries have been moving into what they call their seasonals. So you have right now we got a lot of pumpkin beers. We have the Marzen, the Oktoberfest.
Your darker beers are coming into season
exactly.
right now.
Yeah. You're going to be brewing more porters and stouts and kind of the seasonal holiday spicy beers as we move into the winter. Mm-hmm. So there are seasons where you're going to brew specialty, but they're really it's a year-long process. So you can brew most styles of beers throughout the year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Traditionally, again, as I said, it's the first Saturday after September 15th. It ends the first Sunday in October unless that Sunday is the first or the second. And then the festival is extended to the third. And that takes into account the German Reunification Day. So all this time we're celebrating. There's, you know, religious ramifications. There's festival and party ramifications. And it all comes back to beer and food. That's the best way humans, in my opinion, know how to party and know how to celebrate is with booze and food, right?
Right.
There you go.
And music. We're going to get to that later in the music minute. But when we talk about food, there's a couple of like core things that I want to bring up. Worst, which is the best. And that's spelled W-U-R-S-T. Worst is actually the German word for sausages and cold cuts. So it's kind of a generic term. So when we hear knackwurst, bratwurst, vice versa. We all think of sausages, but the word worst can apply to cold cuts as well. So keep that in mind. So that's kind of like our charcuterie.
What?
Say it again, charcuterie.
He does this all the time. It's like, let me throw out a couple words that nobody knows what they are.
I know what that
okay,
is.
Okay, what is it?
It's meats. It's all the different cured meats
exactly.
that you get at a restaurant.
A charcuterie?
Charcuterie is a generic term for cured meats.
Okay,
like
I got
when you go to Paradise Pantry and you ask for the charcuterie board, you may get some salamis, you may get some pastrami, you may get, you know, just a mixture.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Okay, got it.
It's locked away now, Sandy.
It's there.
It's locked in his brain.
Sandy knows it, I know it.
With the cold cuts and sausages, there's actually over 1,500 documented styles of wurst that we want to think about. Sausages in Germany are often served on their own. They're not in a bun. They're not like a sandwich. It's served on its own with some side dishes. You got some great German potato salad. You may have some sauerkraut. You may have great mustard.
Yes.
We love the mustard.
Oh, man. I love the mustard.
And bread rolls. And the bread rolls lead into the pretzels. So a great Bavarian soft pretzel. It's going to be boiled initially and then baked.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a nice brown, kind of crusty outside layer. They spritz it with a little bit of water and salt. You got an awesome treat right there. I had a huge pretzel last night at Barrel House 101. It's probably 12 inches in diameter.
Oh,
some
my gosh.
Awesome jalapeno cheese sauce and great grain mustard. It's really tasty.
Wow.
The knot of a typical pretzel is in debate, too, though. That everyone always asks, well, why is it shaped the way it is? Why does it have the twist and look the way it does? And
everyone always asks that?
Well,
yeah.
They ask Jason.
They ask Jason.
Because Jason knows.
I can't remember the last time somebody asked me
I didn't
that.
Want to
That's
get
all.
Too
Have you ever thought about a pretzel, Tom?
I didn't want to bring
it
back.
I thought it was a yoga stance.
Yes, a lot of people, when I talk about pretzels, they'll say, you know, we get in discussions about food all the time.
Of course
this
you
is
do.
One of the questions that comes up about pretzels. And there's myth and debate about the fact that it's got the twist in it to represent arms crossed and praying. So when you look at, you know, when you put your arms across each other, hold your shoulders, it does have the very similar shape to a knotted pretzel. It's not been proven, but it's a good way to look at it. And there's debate about if it was originated in Rome or if it was originated in Germany. One of the things I read had to do with a monk who was basically rewarding children for remembering and memorizing their prayers. And so he would give them a pretzel to symbolize their praying and their structure.
So the pretzel is a spiritual food.
It could be a spiritual
food. I think
food.
So, because when I'm holding a pretzel, I pray for a beer to wash it down.
That's best partner right there.
There it is. That explains it right
there. It's like
there.
Mork and Mindy. You got to have a pretzel and beer.
Yes.
One's not as good without the other.
No, not with Mork and Mindy.
When was the
last time you thought of Mork and Mindy?
I don't know. It just popped in.
Yeah, how did that even pop into your head?
Because it's an obscure Saturday morning, as usual.
It's an obscure show.
I don't even
think they've reruns.
I haven't had
Mork
my coffee
Mindy.
Or my beer.
Okay, get back to the pretzels and the
did
beer.
Did you used to watch Mork and Mindy?
Yes. Nano Nano.
Nano Nano. Yeah, was it Nano? Yeah, that's what it was.
That was a beautiful impression.
We're making Mork and Mindy. Let's reruns.
Let's
we want reruns.
Another word that is hard to pronounce. And people like to say, though, because it's fun, is Spätzle.
Spätzle.
Spitzel. Oh, yeah. I like your pronunciation.
Well, yeah.
Because he's half German.
Oh, yes.
Which half, Tom?
Starting today.
The Spitzel is made from flour, eggs, water, and salt. Compared to Italian pasta, though, the Spitzel dough is much moister and softer. And oftentimes, depending on how it's prepared, whether it's sliced or whether it's pushed through a strainer, it actually looks a little bit like scrambled eggs, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
But it's got a really cool texture. Again, a lot moister. So when you're looking at Spitzel, you're not going to drench it with sauce or anything. It's usually just a side dish, a little butter maybe. Because of the ingredients and the way they make it, though, you can't roll the dough out. So typically the dough is just sliced into long strips, or they have a couple of cool devices that I found online to help you make your Spitzel. And that's a Spitzel press. A Spitzel sieve.
Okay, this is for the person that has every stinking thing in their life. Exactly. I want a Spitzel press, but what? I can't even get it out.
A Spitzel sieve press. Or a Spitzel hobel, which is a slicer. And basically, it's like they're like kind of like a potato masher. You're going to put the dough in, you're going to press it through these holes, and it gives you kind of the signature shape and size.
Yeah, uh-huh. What's for dinner tonight? Spitzel.
Hey, it's good.
I'll pass.
It.
No.
Don't pass. Don't,
no, no,
don't
I'm sure it's very good. I like
German
food.
You don't have
German
to make
food.
It, Tom. Get I love someone sausage. Else to make it because it'll be a little lengthy, but you got to eat it.
Oh, I'll eat it.
He eats everything.
And I want everything. You to eat your Spitzel with some Weisswurst. It's a beautiful white sausage. So a lot of times people are intimidated by that. They think, oh, it's undercooked or it's a weird color. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's made with veal and pork. It's typically seasoned with bacon, onions, parsley, salt, pepper, and lemon powder.
How does it stay white?
It's because of the veal. Veal is a very milky colored meat once you cook it. You know, not everyone endorses veal. I think veal is delicious. I haven't eaten it in a long time. I actually, the more I work with Michael, the Ventura Meat Company, and learn about, you know, humanely treated animals and sustainability in that, I struggle with it, but it is delicious.
It is good. I've had it, and it is very,
and vice
very
versa,
good.
It is a delicious sausage, veal and pork.
You know, I think I said this once before. A long time ago, I was coming out of Italy with my wife, Carol, and we ended up in typical Italy. You know, you wait for the plane and all that. We end up in Germany, and we miss our flight. We end up where they put us up in Bavaria. The airline did. And went to the oldest brewery, the very first brewery in the history of the world, which was in Bavaria. And it was so funny because in Italy, you order a beer for €3 or €4, and you get this little bitty thing. I mean, they don't know anything about beer, I can tell you that. You go over to Germany for €3,
you get a beer.
I mean, and it's just so good. And had it, the snow was coming down, and I had those, what you were talking about right there,
the
white
first.
Color, yes, with sauerkraut. Like
delicious.
Nothing on earth when
it's
you're over
amazing.
There.
There's
amazing.
A cool, so we're going to I'm gonna touch on a couple of quick places before Sandy gives me the big hook. For Oktoberfest right now, Ladyface Ale House has their Bratwurst special with house-made herb spätzle, Brussels sprouts, and whole grain mustard puree. It's available till October 6th.
Hmm.
Brat Brothers, right just down south of us.
Where are they?
They're in Agora. I should have wrote down the address.
No, they're in Newbury Park.
Thank you, Newbury Park.
Yeah, I've heard about them. I got to get over there.
Yeah, so I mean that place is basically a year-long Oktoberfest celebration. I looked at the menu again last night. The number of sausages available, including exotic meats, is huge. So check them out. Year-long Oktoberfest. You want to go in and have a great big beer and some good sausage, check them out. You're mentioning breweries, though, Tom. And just real quick to go backward, in Bavaria – and for Oktoberfest, there are 6 core Oktoberfest breweries. That's Spaten, Augustiner, Polaner, Hockersor, Hofbräu, and Löwenbräu. So I'm not surprised that you went and got a real big beer. There's 6 of them that are kind of recognized as the core Oktoberfest breweries.
Right.
Ojai Beverage Company in Ojai, though, is also doing a great Oktoberfest celebration on the 5th. It's from 1 to 10. They're going to have those giant beers you're talking about. They're going to pretzels, brats, and an Oompa Band, you know, kind of the typical.
Oh, yes.
We're in the Lederhosen and boom, 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 you know, so it's going to be a great time. I love this time
Here
of year.
Here comes the girl.
Exactly. And hopefully the girl's got a lot of big beers, and if not, make your way to the bar and get your own big beer. There's nothing wrong with that.
Big boy.
Exactly. Curtis, I know he loves this time of year. I love this time of year because I'm all about food and beer, too, so. We're going to give away a 4-pack to the Oktoberfest at Ojai Beverage Company.
Nice.
Entry.
Oh, nice.
Love them.
It's from 1 to 10 o'clock. It's going to be a great celebration, good music, awesome beers, lots of great food. So you're going to want to get this 4-pack entry.
Yeah. Now, what date is that?
It is the 5th.
It's the 5th of October, so it's
Saturday.
The Oktoberfest up at Ojai Beverage Company, obviously in Ojai. If you've never been to Ojai Beverage Company, little plug here. Wow.
It's a great place to go.
And this is one of their best festivals of the year. They put on some cool events, but this is kind of one of their showcase events.
Blow your mind chicken.
Yes, sir.
That's all I can say. What a great dish that is.
Everything that I've had there is unbelievable. And they have gluten-free beer.
They do. They've got over 800 Sandy, different beers. 800.
You're breaking my heart, Sandy.
I'm a glutard, okay?
Yeah. We keep discussing this, and that
can't agree more.
I have not gotten over it yet.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'll eat all your pretzels. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, they do make gluten-free pretzels. It's just by the time it gets to your mouth, it's already falling apart.
Blasphemous. Let's do the giveaway. I'm brokenhearted right now.
All right. Let's do a giveaway right now for a 4-pack of tickets right now. October 5th, Ojai Beverage Company, Oktoberfest. What a great day. Great afternoon. They're going to have music going, beer all over the place, food. Oh, man. I got to go to that. Okay. October 5th. Let's do it right now. 650-1590. Curtis, Mr. Beer, is back on the phones right now. He's going to take caller number 15 on that one. 650-1590.
All right.
I'm done. We're not even going to go to break. We can't. You see what time it is?
It is time
for...
Yeah,
we've only got a couple minutes.
Music Minute.
Can we do it at the end of the next show?
We'll do it whenever you want to do
it.
Yeah,
let's do it at the end of the next show.
My name's not on the show.
Yeah, that's it. We'll do it at the end of the next show. Hey, you know, one thing I wanted to point out real quick. If you're having a hard time listening to us, and I forget this sometimes, go to Facebook, Tom and Sandy 805. Hit like if you've never hit like. Go to it, and it'll say right there, live stream. Hit the button, and you can listen to us on your phone, on your computer. It's just comes crystal clear, and sometimes those AM radios inside the house, they don't put the best antennas on them, so you can hear us all over. We have people that listen to us in Chicago, back east.
Illinois.
Illinois, and they call... Illinois. That is Chicago.
I just made it up.
Sandy.
You see how sharp she is?
She is.
That's amazing right there.
Yeah.
No, it truly is. It's unbelievable. Hey, there's another ride I want to tell you about,
let's do
okay?
It.
There's a ride next Sunday. Tom and Sandy are going to be there next Sunday. It's the Bartels 30th. It's the Bad Ride, Bikers Against Diabetes. As we know, we had Mickey Jones on the show. I don't know if it was last week
or
the week.
It was
He's
last
hysterical.
Week.
Yeah. Was it last week he was on? And he's going to be the Grand Marshal, Tom and Sandy. We're going to be hosting the event. We just did a great event this last Sunday, and we'll talk about that a little more in our travels because that was really a unique event that we did there. But this one is going to be great. You got the Fried Brothers. They say is the top biker band in the world. I don't know what that means.
Go check it out and find out
what do they got.
But it was so much fun. And if you're not a rider, go and experience the event. It is so fun.
And they're going to have Jay Wolf Catering with Ernest. That dude works a mean grill. It's going to be delicious food.
Here, do you want this?
I mean, sorry.
You might as well do it. No, forget it. I'm not even going to do it anymore. I don't want
to. I thought this was a group effort.
No, it's not a group
it
effort.
Was a group effort.
No, he was already done.
I'm kind of not here.
No, you're not here. He was done. And I don't get to say my little thing. I hardly even had... a piece today.
Oh my gosh, hasn't he taken the whole microphone?
I just thought maybe Tom, you'd want to get a little extra rest today. I know you're a busy man, but one cool thing I want to commend you guys. I'm super excited about the consistency in the name. Everyone out there, follow Tom and Sandy 805 on Twitter, on Facebook, and on the website. Give us some feedback. Start giving us your information. Put out questions. Get involved with the show because it's going to be a good time. We're on a fast track, Tom.
We're on the fast track. And if you have something critical to say about me, please don't do it. I'm very sensitive. Now, Sandy, on the other hand, I can tear into her. That'll be fun.
I can take it. I can take it.
Oh, man. So you got a 4-pack. The phones are still ringing on that one. Awesome. Oktoberfest. There's a lot going on out there right now. Stay tuned to the show. We really want to say thank you to everybody that does listen to the show because we have a lot of listeners, and I'm not sure why half the time because it's really more fun than anything else, but we do some good giveaways and got some good information going out there, and I appreciate everything you do, Jason. You do a great job
thank
for
you guys.
Us.
Thank you, guys. I love being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Well, we're going to go on a break, I guess, and we'll be right back.
Well, yeah, because here it's the first hour is about wrapped up. As soon as I hear that music in my headphones, I usually know we're right about there.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.